The New York State Sheriff's Association's Correction Division accreditation does not come easily. A sheriff's department must meet or exceed 166 individual standards. By earning the accreditation, Erie County joins about half of the counties in New York State that have also received the recognition. Peter Kehoe is executive director of the New York State Sheriff's Association.
We think it has many practical and actual positive effects. It improves the operations and performance of the agency. It increases the morale in the agency. The employees know that, measured by some objective standard, they are doing an excellent job.
And Kehoe says it lessens the likelihood of lawsuits. But Erie County has had several fatalities behind bars, more than 20 since Sheriff Tim Howard took office in 2005. The latest was a suicide this summer, and last year, the 2012 death of Richard Metcalf while in custody of Erie County Sheriff's deputies was ruled a homicide. Sheriff Howard was asked about that case.
The issue you're referring to is prior to the disaccreditation period. And also, I'm sure you're aware, it's pending litigation. And inasmuch as it's pending litigation and not wanting to impact the potential jury panel, I won't comment about an incident with pending litigation.
Howard says his office applied for accreditation this year because he believed it had reached a level of quality that would allow it to pass. But it's also an election year, and Howard's opponent, Bernie Talbert, responded to the announcement by issuing a written statement. Talbert says the recognition does not adequately address concerns about inmate deaths, as well as other concerns raised by the New York State Commission of Correction. Talbert says the quest for accreditation should have happened 12 years ago. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.